Dolls and Goblins. My name is Allie.
And I'm Josh.
And this is
Bytown's Haunted History.
So today we're here to talk about the Chateau Laurier, the Fairmont Chateau Laurier. And this is a pretty, like, famous hotel in Ottawa and Bytown. And it's really interesting. And it's weird. I just got chills.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Something's wrong. Something's here with us.
Something is strange in the studio?
Oh.
Hey guys.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you. I'm the Algonquin ghost.
What?
You finally made it.
Oh my god. Guys, this is breaking news. Bytown's Haunted History, interview with a live ghost. It is finally happening, people.
I'm happy to be here. My name is Hector Plasm. Yeah, I've been haunting Algonquin for about 10 years now.
Really? Yeah. What happened? How did you get here?
Yeah, I was just walking to my class one day, and I walked into some wet cement, or I guess they're rolling a new extension to the building or something, and I just sank right to the bottom.
Oh my god.
That must have been terrifying.
Yeah.
It was kind of comfy, actually. It was warm, you know.
Got that, like, compression, like a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Exactly like a weighted blanket. It was kind of like, it's like going into, like, a mud bath at first, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But, you know, now I just get to chill. I like to come to the radio station. I'm just kind of hang out there.
What brings you to the studio today?
I'm a long time listener, you know.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, it's embarrassing.
Do any other ghosts listen to us? Like, are we, like, well-known in the community?
I've showed a couple friends, but you know, they're kind of like, you know when you show your friend a podcast and they're sort of like, oh yeah, no, totally, I'll check that out. Yeah. I don't know, it's, you know, you get it.
I
love what you guys do.
Thank you. It's great to know that we're hitting that target demographic that we wanted to hit when we first started to make this podcast.
Finally, we're hitting adults ages dead and buried.
So what's it like being a ghost, you know? This is interesting stuff that not a lot of people get to hear about.
It's pretty much the same. A lot of people, it's hard to, like, get people's attention.
Oh yeah.
I find that, you know.
I guess it makes dating hard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeesh. Yeah,
well. What, do you have an experience that's come to mind? Has something jogged a memory?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe I've tried all the apps, but I can't seem to hold a phone.
Oh, just sort no.
Of, like, you know, doesn't work.
Apps like Geister.
Geister, Haunter, Haunted.
Goomba.
Grinder.
just regular Grinder.
Yeah,
yeah, that one's normal. Most people on there are ghosts, actually.
Really?
That's why they just ghost you.
That's why they call it ghosting.
Yep, exactly. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Is that not an, like, is that not an insensitive term?
No, you know, I mean, that's just, we just call it doing our thing, you know.
Yeah.
So can you, like, see between the meat space and the ghost space?
The meat space.
Yeah, meat space.
I can just see other ghosts, pretty much. That's the perk. And then everything else is just the same.
Mm. Can you go through walls?
No, I can't go through walls. I have to go through a door, even if it's closed.
Oh, but so you can go through closed doors?
Yeah.
Or, oh!
Oh, like the threshold.
You know, it's like, the plaster is like, I don't know. It's uncomfy.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
anytime I look at a TV or a computer screen, it's just static.
I must imagine it feels like, Alexi, you ever touched an electric fence?
No, but I've been unplugging my laptop and have touched the little prongs and shocked myself.
Surprisingly not the same thing.
I did this last night.
Okay.
But I can imagine the way it feels.
Are there any perks to being a poltergeist?
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty fun to mess with people. I mean, you should just see, like, some of the looks on their faces is so funny to me. That's what it's all about for me.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, rattle a table or, you know. I do something like that.
You're a bit of a prankster.
I'm a bit of a prankster. You know, I'll flick a light on and off. And
well, you gotta do something to occupy your time. You've got to,
exactly.
All eternity to float around.
Yeah, and again, like, a part of it is also, like, trying to get people's attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Are you the one that keeps turning the mics off in the studio?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Now we know what it is.
No, we maybe. Don't know.
Or, well, maybe not.
Maybe I would be ratting out some of my friends.
Ooh.
Is it easy to make friends with other ghosts? Is it kind of just like everybody knows everybody? Or do
like small town
is it still
vibes,
clicky?
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we're all pretty tight. Like, we mostly all just do our own thing. Wander around. Not as big a deal. Like, we just kind of say what's up. And we hang out in the same areas sometimes, like in the, you know, like at the mall.
Are there a lot of ghosts at the mall?
Yeah. And we love it there. We love going shopping.
What kind of things can a ghost buy?
We can buy, like, a nice pair of jeans.
Oh.
You know, some sweet kicks. I bought an iPhone the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
But didn't you say you can't hold a phone? You just got to get a really protective case, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, just I have to get a selfie stick.
To
do, you know.
Do you ever get tempted to steal from stores or potentially just put things in people's bags so they set off the alarms?
Yeah, you know, I feel as though that would kind of harm the sanctity of the mall. You know, it's a very special place to me.
Oh, well, that's fair.
I wouldn't want to mess with the... You know, the equilibrium of the mall is a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's amazing for, like, collecting energy and stuff, you know? Mm. Like, probably the most powerful there.
Oh, yeah. Especially an old mall that they haven't renovated yet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's some good ghost energy. For sure.
You know, I actually never thought about it that way.
Like, Carlingwood, that's good mall energy.
Yeah. Because, like, the people and the lights and everything. And if there's electronic stores, you're in ghost heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just regular heaven.
Yeah, electronic stores, I like to go in there and kind of sort of take it all in. The people that work there know me pretty well. They say what's up. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Do they see you on, like, the CTV cameras?
Yeah, they see me around. They give me a shout-out.
They see the reflection in the phones. They're like, there he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's Hector.
Yeah, Hector. What's up, Hector? Yeah.
It was amazing talking to you. I hope you stick around.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was great to be on here. And I'll post this, you know, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll make sure all my friends give it a listen for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hector Plasm, for coming in today. It has been fantastic. And, you know, feel free to come by again sometime.
I'll be around, you know, be here a while.
We are back after the interview with Hector Plasm, and I feel like he really changed us spiritually. It was almost an out-of-body experience, you know? That was something that I don't think I'll ever be able to experience again.
Yeah, I can definitely feel it in my bones.
I think he's changed us for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the worse. Wherever Hector is, I hope he finds peace.
And I hope he finds shoes. I hope he finds those sick kicks that he's been looking for all these years.
Yeah, because right now he's just a pair of walking pants.
Just a pair of sweet jeans from Winners.
Yeah, Winners. He's a ghost. He can buy Levi's. Get the good stuff.
With his ghost money?
Yeah.
It was really special to get to talk to Hector today. I'm hoping that perhaps, maybe, he'll encourage other specters and spirits to come and join us on the podcast someday. And if any of you out there have any hints at any ghouls or other goblins that would like to join us on the show sometime, leave a comment down below and let us know. And who knows, maybe your ghost will be the next Gab on the mic in the studio.
And if you have any spooky experiences of your own that you'd like to share on the podcast, feel free to email us at bytownshauntedhistory@gmail.com.
If we get enough stories, we might be able to read them all out for a podcast sometime.
Or if you want to be interviewed live, we can figure that out.
And
or dead.
That's not what I meant. Just none of this is live.
Whether you're a ghost or a person, we will interview you. Seriously, thank you guys so much for joining us. It was an honor to actually interview a ghost today, and let's see if we'll get to do this again next time.
Until then, friends.
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no goat.
No, why are we interviewing farm animals now?
Because literally just because it sounds the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hector. What's up, Hector? Yeah. And I say, oh,
Hector,
shit.
Note.
Yeah. I say, what's up, Barbara? Barbara's my homegirl at the Radio Shack.
How do you feel about morbing?
Oh no, why do we have to bring this up?
Like it's morbin time?
Yeah.
How do I feel about it? As a ghost, I don't feel anything.
Okay, that's fine. I was wondering if it was going to be a bit. It's not going to work.
I don't feel pain.
Now, here's the burning question I'm sure everybody is hoping to ask.
Oh, it burns.
Oh. You might want to see a ghost doctor. a poltertrician, if you will. But...
Come on. You can do better than that.
I don't think I can.
Oh, no.
But what I was going to ask is, do you know Elvis?
No, never met him. No, sorry.
Are you saying that perhaps Elvis is still alive?
I've never seen him.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that.
Interesting.
So as it goes to say, perhaps when we are done uncovering all of Bytown's mysteries, maybe the hunt for Elvis will be on. No, we can probably cut that out. It's fine.
We're not hunting for Elvis.
We're not going to hunt Elvis?
No, we're not.
Hunt him like Bigfoot?
No, I'd rather look for Bigfoot.
Maybe they're the same person.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I think he's changed us for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the worse.
Or for the... I don't have a pun. Cut that out.
I knew you didn't.
Shut up. Hey, leave me alone.
I looked at your face and I was like, he's not going to come up with anything.
Because you're like, I was like, worst, and I was like, worst, boost.
Boost. Boom. He changed us for the ghostier.
Yeah!
With his ghost money?
Yeah.
With his... No, I don't have anything. My brain always immediately goes like, boo, boony. Boo, no! No! No tits!
You know what I thought you were going to ask on multiple occasions? Do you ever get tempted to just go into the girls' locker room?
No! No, I was talking about stealing.
Yeah.
And tune in next week when we interview a real live goat.
No!
No!
No, we can't do that! That has nothing to do with two ghosts!
Tune in next week when we hunt down Bigfoot, Elvis. Big Elvis Foot.